Bregman hits this in the center field. Hicks coming in, makes the catch, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros come to New York and lose all three and go back to Houston, needing to win twice to go to the World Series. The final tonight in the Bronx. Yankees 5, Astros nothing. Yankees with a 3-2 lead over the Houston Astros in this best of 7 ALCS.
Now, another Astros podcast.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Astros getting set for Game 6 of the ALCS against the Yankees, and obviously a tough 3-game stretch in New York, ending with that loss in Game 5. And I mean, obviously, a series not over when you're up 2-0, but still to come to New York and not get a win is pretty frustrating.
Yeah, no, it's part of it. I mean, they're in the past, and we played the games, and they beat us. You know, obviously, losses are tough, especially in a series where you got to win 4, you know, to advance, and no one's won 4 yet. And I think it's important for us to maintain the balance that we need to try to win 1 game, and then we get to a Game 7 and see what happens. And we're very much equipped to win the series if we start getting going again.
It was first time, really, that last game in Game 5 where we saw the Yankees get to Dallas Keuchel a little bit, got out of the game in the fifth inning. Was there anything different with Keuchel or with the Yankees' approach in that game?
Yeah, I mean, they used the middle of the field. They moved up in the box a little bit. They tried to take away the bottom of the strike zone against them, and you know, they hit a couple good pitches. So at this stage of the season, it comes down to execution, and they executed their bats well. Their pitchers are executing pitches. We've been punched in the face a little bit these last couple games, but we're not too far removed from the momentum that we had winning the 2 games here. We're back home for this game tonight to extend the series, and it hasn't shaken our confidence.
Now you have Justin Verlander going today, coming off that masterpiece in Game 2.
And Justin Verlander back out on the mound for the 9th inning. What did Verlander say the other day? Every inning in the postseason is like 2 innings?
Of the regular season, yeah.
So Verlander's trying to go 18 innings in this game? Yeah. Is that what this is?
That's what it is. McCann says Verlander is top of the food chain.
2-2. Ground ball, weakly hit right side to his left. Correa waits on the slowly rolling baseball, picks it up, throws to first, and the inning is over. 9 innings of one-run baseball from Justin Verlander.
On an extra day's rest, but through 124 pitches, are you going to be monitoring him a little more closely today than you would otherwise because of that last outing?
Not really. I think it's just about getting outs and being effective and being the Justin Verlander that we know that steps up in big games. So, to me, when you start thinking about anything outside of tonight's game, it can be a distraction. I think Verlander is going to give everything he has. If that's 5 innings, 6 innings, 7 innings, up to 9 innings, that's the way we're going to go just based on how good he is.
You know, Verlander has a lot of experience in games like this. I think he's won his last 3 elimination games when he was with the Tigers, and doesn't necessarily guarantee results today. But how much comfort is it as a manager to know that you have a guy who is battle-tested and has been through situations like the one he's going to face tonight?
No, it helps. I mean, it helps that he's been in this situation before, mostly to control his emotions and control his adrenaline. This is going to be one of the most intense games that our players play, and it would be that way if we were up 3-2. There's just as much pressure on the Yankees to close this out as there is for us to extend it. It's a game of emotion in the playoffs. I think the guys that have been there and done that before are able to channel that a little bit better and maybe make an adjustment to be themselves, you know, quicker in the game.
Now, obviously, it's an all-hands-on-deck situation when you think about pitching-wise, but do you have to think about, in terms of pitching, Game 7 at all? I know you haven't named your starter for a potential Game 7, but do you have to think about that at all while managing Game 6?
Not really. I mean, I think there is no Game 7 if we don't win. So, I you know, obviously, in the back of my mind, I've had to prepare for the possibility of 24 hours from now playing another game. But there's plenty of time after the game. There's plenty of time into tomorrow to try to factor in what would be possible. I hope we have that dilemma. I hope we have that drama, because that means we won tonight.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Chris Devinsky, Astros reliever, first-time All-Star this year, is my guest today here on Astro Launch before Game 6 of this series with the New York Yankees. And Devo, your first crack at the playoffs this year. What's the difference? I mean, is it just exactly what you had imagined?
No, not really. I mean, it's been thrill of emotions, thrill of excitement, nervousness, you know, the whole nine yards. We've played well to this point, and, you know, we're down now, but, you know, we got a lot of fight in us.
You also have Justin Verlander in you coming into this ball game today. How much more confidence do you have knowing that you got a horse out there?
Oh, I mean, it's 120% confident, you know. There will be a game seven. You know we got him out there today. Everyone's here ready to go, and let's go have some fun.
Take me through the noise level, both here at Minute Maid Park at the beginning of this championship series and also at Yankee Stadium. When the stadium erupts, give me a feeling or maybe a story that you can't even hear the guy next to you.
I would say here is a lot more exciting, and the loudness, just because, you know.
Because you're winning.
Well, that but of course our fan, you know, our fans are going crazy. Our fan base is here. You know, Minute Maid is so, you know, compact, and, you know, the excitement here is unbelievable, and I love it. And, you know, we all thrive off of this. New York and Boston was a little spread out. You know, they're not enclosed there, so that's why I like our place too, because we're enclosed, and, you know, we have really good fans here. So, all of it has been super fun, and, you know, continue to keep it going.
Do these playoff situations, when you come out there to actually perform and to get outs, does it do anything to your body? It's a little bit different than you didn't expect?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's definitely probably, like the first time in public speaking class, you know, in college. But, you know, it's like, you know, it was my first time, and it was, you know, a lot of guys' first time. And, it's definitely, at the same time, a learning experience, and, you know, getting settled into that feeling and, you know, understanding your body and, you know, things like that to continue to keep it rolling.
It's a funny thing, isn't it? I mean, what your body can do to your, you know, just even to your neuromuscular system. I mean, your mind is just a weird thing.
Exactly, yeah. The mind is a trip. And but, you know, like we said, man, I'm excited because JV's on the mound. And, you know, I know everyone in here is ready to go and ready to win.
For you personally, if you're coming in to get four outs tonight, what do you have to do, if it's different or the same from the regular season? How do you go out there and be able to control your emotions?
I got to go out there and battle, you know, and pitch like the way I know how to pitch and the way I've been pitching all year. And, you know, I've had a lot of ups and downs, you know, but I'm still here. I'm not going to quit. I'm going to go out there and give it my best every night.
Last thing, Carlos Beltran talked with some of you guys after the game the other day, probably recognized some heads hanging. What was the general message, without giving up too much of the personal nature of it, but what did you take from it?
You know, I took from it that, you know, we got to fight back. You know, our backs are up against the wall right now, and, you know, tomorrow's not promised, so, you know, we got to do it now. And, you know, it's on.
For you personally, do you feel like, and probably for the rest of the guys too, you could probably speak to them, you think it was helpful to have the off day yesterday?
I think so. I think it was good to, you know, kind of regroup, you know, regather, recalibrate, you know, kind of take a little step back, but, you know, still stay focused and be ready to go tonight.
All right, Devo, thanks a lot for everything. Thanks for catching up with us, and give it to me one more time.
Yeah, let's go Astros.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.